Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Today we're diving into something a little different. We're talking about self-compassion. Ever feel like you're your own harshest critic? Like that inner voice is constantly nagging, pointing out every mistake, every flaw? Yeah, I get it. That voice can be brutal. But what if I told you there was a way to turn down the volume on that negativity and treat yourself with a little more kindness? Because, let's face it, in today's world we're bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, push further, be better. It's no wonder so many of us end up feeling drained, burnt out, and let's be honest, a little hard on ourselves. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself or letting standards slide. It's about acknowledging your struggles, accepting your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a good friend going through a tough time. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, everyone has setbacks, and that's okay. So, how do we cultivate this self-compassion muscle? Let me give you 5 key takeaways. First off, practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts and feelings. Don't judge them or try to push them away. Just acknowledge their presence and let them pass like clouds in the sky. Next, remember that you're not alone. Seriously, everyone struggles. We all have our own unique challenges and insecurities. Knowing this can help you feel less isolated and more connected to others. Third, talk to yourself like you would talk to a friend. Would you tell your best friend they're a failure because they messed up? Probably not. You'd offer support, encouragement, and maybe even a little laughter. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding. Fourth, celebrate your wins, big and small. Every step forward, every hurdle overcome, deserves to be acknowledged and celebrated. It's easy to get caught up in what we haven't achieved yet, but taking time to appreciate our progress can boost our self-esteem and keep us motivated. Finally, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about making conscious choices that nurture your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It could be anything from taking a walk in nature, to reading a good book, to spending time with loved ones. Think about it. You wouldn't berate a friend for spilling coffee on themselves, would you? You'd probably chuckle, offer them a napkin, and maybe even make a joke about it. So why do we treat ourselves so differently? That inner critic can be tough, but remember, you deserve kindness, just like everyone else. Take it from me, I've definitely been there. There was this one time I was working on a big project, and things just weren't going my way. I felt overwhelmed, frustrated, and ready to throw in the towel. That inner voice started whispering all sorts of negative things. You're not good enough. This is too hard. You'll never finish this. But then I stopped, took a deep breath, and reminded myself that it's okay to struggle. Everyone faces challenges, and setbacks are part of the process. Instead of beating myself up, I decided to shift my perspective. I focused on what I could control, breaking down the project into smaller tasks, asking for help when needed, and celebrating each small victory along the way. And you know what? It worked. Listen, self-compassion isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing practice that requires patience and commitment. But trust me, it's worth it. When you treat yourself with kindness and understanding, you create space for growth, resilience, and joy. So today, I challenge you to be kinder to yourself. Listen to that inner voice, but don't let it define you. Remember that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and compassion, just as you are. Ready to embrace the power of self-compassion? Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. Leave a review and tell me your biggest takeaway. And remember, keep switching up your discipline. One kind act at a time. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.